This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr staunchly defended sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. That was today, Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr testified for more than 5 hours in a tension-filled hearing room where Democrats were clearly angry and Republicans were upset that Barr was interrupted when he tried to answer some of the questions. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have a devastating long-term consequences, not just for children, but for society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation of biblical proportions around the world, from Burkina Faso to Venezuela. The Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded